local basketball is on the air on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, let's go to courtside for tonight's game.
The C-1-3 District Championship ball game tonight for the boys as Hastings St. Cecilia gets set to take on the Broncos out of Centennial High School. As we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher, and coach sitting on the doorstep of your fifth straight trip to the state tournament. I'm sure the guys are excited for tonight.
Yeah, they are. We're, this time of the year, you really see that your kids' emotions pick up, their intensity pick up. You hope it's there all season, but teams that are finishing strong usually have a extra bounce in their step and are catching a few breaks here and there. And as you said, fifth straight trip. You know, they're familiar with what the circumstances are tonight. So hopefully that works in our favor.
This has not been an easy road to this district championship ball game. Of course, knocking off Central Catholic last week, a good game in the first sub-district. But just down the stretch here, it seems like you guys have been kind of backed up in the corner and getting ready for this run.
Yeah, the whole season's been just a little bit different than the rest, and they always are. It's a new group of kids, different journey. You get to this point when you look at your sub-districts and so forth, and, you got the number one team sitting there right in your way, so you've got to do a great job of putting all the little things out of your mind and worry about what is the stake at hand. And that's what this team has done. I thought they've really focused in one game at a time and done a great job of preparing for St. Paul, excellent job of preparing for Central Catholic, and now it's on to the Broncos.
Beat the Central Catholic last week, 49-43. Your kids still pumped after that one?
You could see an extra bounce, and we weren't very good in the next day of practice, you could tell. You got to really concentrate on what you're supposed to get done. And we didn't practice very long the day after, but Saturday and Sunday's practice, you could see a different attitude and a focus on, okay, Centennial's here. They played well to get to this point, and so now we just have to do a good job of preparing.
Now, are you concerned about this team overlooking a Centennial for tonight?
No, not at all. You get to this point in the season, I think this group of kids have been in enough conference tournament games, enough district championship-type games, things that they'll understand that we just need to do a great job of preparation, and they did. We've watched enough film on them and walked through some things, and I don't think our kids will overlook anybody at this time.
Nice trip, of course, the big ball game against Central Catholic. You had, 18 points in the ball game, 14 rebounds, 4 block shots. Naturally, the big guy is carrying you in the big game.
Yeah, we've, thought that would be, the case throughout the entire season, but we had some different defenses thrown at us, and it really made us make some adjustments here and there, and at times Zach maybe was not aggressive enough, so to say. He was passing up shots or not taking the ball to the hoop or taking over a game when he could, and the coaches really have talked to him and throughout the whole team, and we know we have something a lot of teams don't. We've got to use him, and whether it was the guys we've had in the past, somebody always stepped up in the big games, and Zach has taken that role.
It's like everybody's really into the flow offense. We got to Phil Hamburger. He scored 22 points in the two ball games so far. Matt Kissinger with 20, Mike Hannon with 19. So everybody getting into the flow of the offense right now.
That's one thing we've really liked is our balance. Throughout the season, we've had different guys as our leading scorer. We've been really consistent, too, with our scoring. You have about 4 or 5 guys right around that 10 points a game or a little better. And as that you go throughout the season, you see the 4 or 5 kids still contributing at a high level, and we're all getting, we're getting 2 really nice games out of our 4 guards that we kind of rotate all the time, and that's what you look for is are the kids still playing at a high level and even maybe a little better than they were during the regular season.
Burning any midnight oil here this weekend on the free throws?
That's another discussion all in itself. And, what do? You think you've done more than any other team you've coached in the last few years of trying to get that free throw line figured out. And, it comes down to concentration and, the kids having confidence in those situations. And I think, really, you can't overemphasize it. That's the biggest thing is kids start talking amongst themselves and everybody out there in the world thinks they know how to shoot a free throw. And it's just a mental approach. And definitely we've got to do a better job on the line than going 10 for 24 or whatever it was the other night. We've just got to, step up with confidence and hit them.
There's a Centennial in here tonight to take on Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll come back and chat about the Broncos as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher, the Blue Hawks getting set to take on the Broncos of Centennial tonight, the C-1-3 district championship ball game. Coach, the Broncos, the team, like we said, it's a team that has caught some fire down the stretch. They have won, what, 5 in a row, 10 out of their last 11 coming into the ball game. So this is a team that's kind of hungry right now.
Yeah, you're right, and we looked at that right away. You always want to see how a team is finished, you know, and did they just win a couple of district games or have they been playing well, and they played well. Clear back into the later part of January. And anytime you start doing that, your kids are confident, they're believing in themselves. You know, you knock down a heck of a lot more shots when you're confident. And that's what we've noticed on all the film we've watched is, you know, they're a very balanced team again, similar to us, in the fact that they don't have one player that sticks out as far as a high scoring average or anything, but they really complement each other real well.
The team is going to be pumped. They got some Hastings times, of course, with Bob Fish Jr. as a coach. They got Cam Scholl, who's a former Bronco that's on the coaching staff, and a lot of ties to Hastings. So I'm sure this is a team that's going to be pumped for this ballgame tonight.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be high intensity without, you know, even putting the district championship on it. You know, you've got some ties there, and anytime you do that, you want to show your home folks what you've done and with your career and so forth. And Coach Fish has done an excellent job just watching their films on their execution and so forth. They're fundamentally sound, and you can see how through his coaching they've done a great job of getting better throughout the season.
The team is this?
Well, they're athletic, big kid inside, another power forward in the Kucera kid and Burns, who do a nice job of complementing their big kid, because they're the guys that are going to, you know, really be strong inside and get after you. And then their guards are kind of interchangeable. They're kind of like ours, you know, that we've got no guard that we can say, yeah, he just lights out from the perimeter every time, or he's always drive. They just do, they take what the defense kind of gives them type guys. And, you know, they're not necessarily an up-tempo team. I think they like to control tempo, but they'll push the ball if they can, but then they also do a very good job of executing in the half court.
John DeWard is there, a big guy inside. He's 6'8" at senior, but he's going to see a big kid in there in Zach Sturm tonight.
Yeah, most of the teams that, you know, face Zach, probably the biggest kid they played against in high school. We were talking with Jake Hamburger yesterday at practice. He came and watched, and I just said, where would he fit in the G-Pack? He goes, he'd probably be one of the biggest guys in the G-Pack, you know, and that's just the fact that he's such a muscular kid for that big, and hopefully Zach can do a good job on the DeWard kid tonight. You know, he doesn't face somebody his size or close to his size most of the season, so it'll be a challenge for him to do all the fundamentally things right. He can't get himself in foul trouble or get himself out of position because DeWard can, you know, cause some trouble for him.
Let's talk about maybe the game plan for St. Cecilia. What do we have to do?
Well, I think we want to be aggressive and, you know, make the game, you know, an up and down type of game. I think we've played a particularly tough schedule, and we have to keep putting pressure on people this time of the year as far as a pressure defensive situation. And we're going to attack the inside. They're strong inside. We've still got to go back inside. You know, they're mostly a man-to-man team. I expect to see a little zone out of them tonight. But I think you win games this time of the year in the paint, and that was the factor the other night, is we kept Central Catholic out of the paint, and we did a great job ourselves of getting the ball inside to Zach and then feeding off of him with our guards cutting and skipping the ball out for a three-point shot. So we've just got to play sound. I mean, we're not going to make a lot of adjustments to the whole game plan, but we've definitely got to go inside out.
I haven't talked about your defense yet. The scoring average down to around 40 points per ball game. I like your chances. We can keep teams to that level. Huh?
Well, we really got to do a great job. This time of the year, you don't advance if you play poor defense. And we definitely are going to pride ourselves on that tonight. We've got to do a great job defensively. They run a lot of set plays, and recognition is one thing, but then just your basic principles of knowing where to be when the ball's in certain positions on the floor and who they're who their tendencies go to, you know, what position. They're a first option team. I noticed that, and we've got to do a great job with their first option, make them go to their second and third options in their offense.
Okay, go ahead. All right, thanks a lot, Mike. Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around, Sonic Lance, and the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Centennial tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for spring sports with great products from Mizuno, Wilson, Diamond, Tachikara, Russell, Majestic, and Richardson. So whether you play club volleyball, little league baseball, or run track, we have what you need for another successful season. Stop in today and see our new retail showroom full of gear to outfit you from head to toe. Don't forget, we do screen printing and embroidery too. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, non-stop sports action on 12 big screen TVs, personal table TVs, express lunches 7 days a week, nightly dinner and drink specials. Rivals is serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings, Saturday from 7 to 11 and Sundays 7 to noon. Rivals is a local sports bar with jerseys of hometown athletes on the wall of honor. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, next to Tractor Supply in Hastings, and now win big with Keno at Rivals Bar and Grill.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Give Marty a call at 463-2111 or stop by his new office at 813 West 2nd in Hastings. Securities and services offered through Equal Trust Marketing Securities, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to York High School tonight. We've got high school basketball in 1230 KHAS. The C-13 district championship ball game here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia getting set to take on the Broncos out of Centennial High School. I'm Mike Willow, call the play-by-play for you tonight. Centennial coming in, a record of 13 wins and 9 losses on the season. The Broncos have been a team that have caught fire here toward the tail end of the season. They have won 5 games in a row. They have won 10 out of their last 11 games, winning 2 games last week in the sub-district tournament, knocking off Raymond Central by the score of 62-45, and beating David City in the title game of that sub-district by the score of 54-48. Centennial is a team that is averaging 46 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 43.7 on the defensive end. They are coached by Bob Fish Jr. His dad teaches at Hastings St. Cecilia. Bob Fish was on the coaching staff for Mike Trader at Hastings College for several years, so a little tie there for the Centennial Broncos to the Hastings community. And also on the bench for Centennial is former Hastings College basketball player Cam Scholl. So they're trying to pull the upset here tonight on St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks come in, a record of 18 wins and 6 losses on the season. The Hawks knocking out St. Paul in the opening round of the sub-district last week, 55-29, then coming back and upsetting number one-ranked Grand Island Central Catholic in the sub-district title game by a score of 49-43. St. Cecilia's team is now averaging 48 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 40.2 on the defensive end. A lot of high school basketball being played around the area tonight. We'll certainly keep you up to date on a lot of the scores throughout this ball game here tonight on 1230 KHAS. One game is well underway in Grand Island. It's in the B5 semifinals. Adams Central squaring off against Hastings High. And after 3 quarters, Adams Central is out on top of Hastings High by a score of 31-15. Adams Central jumped out to a 20-8 first half lead. And it's now 31-15. Adams Central leading Hastings High in the semifinals of the B5 district tournament up in Grand Island. Given the starting lineups for Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight, Mike Hannon gets a start. Hannon, 6'1", a junior, averaging 6 points and 5.1 rebounds per game. Hannon has had a good postseason so far. He has scored 19 points in the 2 contests thus far. Matt Kissinger is a 6-foot junior. Kissinger is averaging 9 points and 2.5 rebounds per ball game. Chase Bassett is a 5'11" and senior. Bassett averaging 1.5 points, 1.5 rebounds per game. Phil Hamburger is 6'2" and junior. Hamburger has scored 22 points in the two games thus far, averaging 10 points and 5 rebounds per game. And then Zach Sturup, 6'9" and senior, had 18 points against Grand Island Central Catholic. Centennial will go with Aaron DeWard, a 5'11" and sophomore, averaging 7 points per ball game. Clinton Gruber is a 5'11" and senior, averaging nearly 2 points per ball game. Kendall Guerin, Logan Bruins, and also John DeWard, the other starters for the Centennial Broncos. As the ball game is underway, St. Cecilia controls the opening tip. They go right to work as they lob it down low to a Zach Strip. Entry pass again goes inside. Here's Kissinger's shot is up and in. So Matt Kissinger scores on the assist from Zach Strip, and the Blue Hawks are out on top by a score of 2-0 just underway here at York High School tonight. Clint Gruber with the ball for the Centennial Broncos as he pound the ball down to the right baseline. It's going to be knocked out of bounds there by Hamburger, trying to get it to a John DeWard. DeWard is a big boy as well for a Centennial. He's 6'8" and a senior, averaging 6.9 points per ball game and 7.4 rebounds per game. So a good matchup inside between DeWard at 6'8" and Zach Sturup at 6'9" here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Broncos dressed in their white uniforms here this evening, trimmed and lettered in the blue. The Blue Hawks just the opposite in their blue uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the white. Centennial pounding the ball inside. We got a personal foul called here on Mike Hannon of St. Cecilia. First foul on Hannon, first team foul on the Blue Hawks. Just underway, 2-0 is the score. St. Cecilia out on top in the C-1-3 district championship ball game. Here's Guerin. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. He runs her back the other way now for St. Cecilia. It's going to be a man-to-man defense to start off with here for Centennial. Head coach Kevin Asher expected to see some zone out of this bunch here tonight at one point or another. Phil Hamburger on the wing, bombs it inside down to Zach Sturup with his back to the basket. Sturup backs up, puts up an off-balance shot. It's around the rim and down. Zach Sturup scoring here for St. Cecilia, and the Hawks are out on top by a score of 4-0 in the ball game with 6 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in the first quarter from York High School. Out on top again is John DeWard as he dribbles the ball now against Sturup down the left side of the lane, goes down on the baseline. That's Aaron DeWard, their brothers. Back around to a Gruber on the wing. Pounds it inside now to Kuchera. He loses control of the ball and is picked up by Hannon. First turnover on Centennial. Long pass down to four. They get it to Bassett, down to Kissinger. Here's a shot off of the baseline to put in. Kissinger with 4 points in the basketball game, and Bob Fish wants to call a timeout. 6 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings St. Cecilia 6, Centennial nothing.
If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Good start here for the Blue Hawks. St. Cecilia getting 4 points from Matt Kissinger, 2 from Zach Sturup. And the Hawks are out on top by a score of 6-0 here in the basketball game. St. Cecilia looking for their 5th consecutive trip to the Boys State High School basketball tournament. The winner here advances to state coming up next week in Lincoln. St. Cecilia looking for their 4th straight state championship here this season. Did not look real rosy there a couple of weeks ago, but the Hawks have battled their way back out of the quarter, knocking off Grand Island Central Catholic last week in the sub-district championship game, and now playing here in the district title game at York. Out on top of a score of 6-0 here in the contest. St. Cecilia stays with a man-to-man. Gruber takes the ball down on the low block, comes back out of the wing. That's a Guerin with the ball, picked up there by the Blue Hawks. That's a Chase Bassett right on his grill defensively. Out on top, down to DeWard. His shot for 3 is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hannon. Hannon clears the ball away to Hamburger down the left sideline. Now to Bassett. Chase Bassett gives the ball away to Hannon. Out here in 3-point territory. The Broncos stay with a man-to-man defense. Hannon gets the ball back deep in the corner. Shot is up there. At top of the heel of the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Aaron DeWard. DeWard gets it away now to Clint Gruber. He hustles into the fourth court now for the Broncos down the left side of the lane. Aaron DeWard gets it back here to the elbow to John DeWard. The big guy backs up beyond the 3-point circle, comes across the top to a Kuchera. Kuchera over here to Aaron DeWard. Down to the free throw line. A jumper put up there by Guerra. No good. Offensive rebound. Comes down to Kuchera. Goes out on the wing. The right side of three-pointer up and in. Aaron DeWard scores after the Broncos grab the offensive board. And Centennial is with 6-3 is the score now at 5:05 to play. Kissinger lobs the ball inside. That's going to be Stirrup. Bangs off one man. Goes up with a shot and scores. Zach Stirrup now with a couple of field goals and 4 points in the basketball game. 8-3, the Blue Hawks out on top early in this contest. Here's Kendall Guerin with the ball now. Dribbles right to left across the free throw line to DeWard. Now down low. There's a shot by Kuchera. It's going to be no good. May have been partially deflected. Ball is rebounded there by the Blue Hawks. That's a Matt Stirrup as he gets the ball ahead to Matt Kissinger. Drives the baseline. Gets it over here to Phil Hamburger. Back down on the baseline to Chase Bassett. The Hamburger. Back to Bassett. Inside down to Stirrup. It goes back to the basket. Throws it out here in three-point territory. The Hamburger shot is up there. It's way off the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to the Broncos. Coming back the other way. Centennial with the ball. Kendall Guerin has got it now. St. Cecilia settles back in that man-to-man defense. Clint Gruber here on the near sideline. Gruber trying to get away from Kissinger. Now a foul is going to be called. Matt Kissinger going to be whistled for the personal foul here for St. Cecilia. And now we got some substitutes coming in here. It's going to be Ryan Sheehy coming into the ball game now. Ryan Sheehy checks in for St. Cecilia. Also, Cesar Tino checking into the ball game now for the Blue Hawks. 4 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the first quarter. 8-3, St. Cecilia out on top. Gruber with the ball. Moves it left to right across the top of the key to Guerin. On the right sideline, picked up there by Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Guerin gets away, drives it down the lane, goes for the hole, and shot up and in. Kendall Guerin scoring there for Centennial. It's now an 8-5 ball game. The Blue Hawks with a 3-point lead. Hamburger brings the ball up now for St. Cecilia into the offensive scoring zone. As he comes over here on the wing to Kissinger, lobs it inside again to a Zach Stirrup with his back to the basket. Now the Hamburger spins on the left side of the lane and his shot is up there. It's good, but it won't count. A traveling violation is called on Hamburger. Nice move there by Phil, but a traveling violation is called. First turnover on the Blue Hawks here in the ballgame. So now Centennial comes back with a chance to pull even here with a 3-point field goal. 3 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the first quarter in the C-1-3 district championship ball game. That's a Dalton dives into the ball game now for Centennial. Handles the ball, goes over to Guerin. Now back outside. DeWard has got it down as he works against Stirrup. Comes over here on the left side of the lane to Dye. Brings it up high on the block. Now down the lane. There's a Gruber driving toward the basket, and a foul is going to be called as Clint Gruber takes off of the top of the circle and drives it to the hole. And a foul here is going to be called on Ryan Sheehy of St. Cecilia. That's the first foul in Sheehy, team foul number 3 on the Blue Hawks. 3:16 to play, and Centennial throws the basketball away. Gruber was inbounding. He tried to get it into a Dalton Dye. Dalton was heading the other way, and they threw it into the nickel seats here on the near sideline. So a turnover on the Broncos. 8-5 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 3-point lead. And Phil Hamburger has got the ball now for the Blue Hawks. Goes over to Cesar Tino. Sheehy, top of the key, lobs it inside down to Stirrup. Stirrup dribbles to the left side of the lane. Out here in the 3-point territory, picked up by DeWard. Out of Matt Kissinger. Kissinger picked up by Dalton Dye as the Broncos stay with their man-to-man defense. Here's Cesar Tino. Hops in the lane. He is knocked down on the play, and a foul is going to be called. So Cesar Tino is fouled in the play there by Clint Gruber of Centennial. That's going to be his first and the first team foul on the Broncos in the first quarter. 2:51 to play. 8-5. St. Cecilia with the lead. Hamburger lines the ball into Stirrup. Back to Hamburger. Drives it to the basket. And shots up and he thanks one home. First field goal of the ball game for Hamburger. He has scored 11 in the two previous games here in the postseason. 11 points per ball game. Here's the Broncos coming back the other way down in the corner. This is going to be Dalton Dye trying to get away from Cesar Tino. Pass comes out of the wing to Guerin. Now down low to Bruins. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Kissinger. Here come the Blue Hawks back the other way. It's going to be Hamburger taking the ball down in the baseline. The Sheehy's back to the free throw line. There's a shot to the rim by Matt Kissinger. Kissinger with 3 field goals here in this first quarter. And the Blue Hawks go out on top by a score of 12-5 with 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in this one. There's a Kendall Guerin. We're in the first quarter at York High School. Clint Gruber with the ball on the near sideline. Dribbles to the elbow. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Stirrup grabs the rebound. Stirrup clears it away. Now to Hamburger. There come the Blue Hawks into the offensive zone. Cesar Tino down in the corner. Traveling violation. Traveling violation is called on Cesar Tino. That's the second turnover on the Blue Hawks here in the ballgame. 1:55 to play now in the second quarter. And we're going to have Centennial playing the ball in here on the near sideline. The Broncos have won five games in a row coming into this basketball game here tonight. They have won 10 out of their last 11 as they have caught fire here toward the end of the season. There's a bounce pass inside. It's going to be kicked there by the Blue Hawks, so it's going to be Centennial playing things in. Centennial is a team that played Hastings High earlier this year and beat the Tigers during the regular season. Broncos will play it in underneath their own basket as Aguirre looks to play it in, but he's not going to get a chance. He's going to have a personal foul called offensively. It's going to go and click Gruber underneath the hole. That's the second foul called on Gruber here in the first quarter. Team foul number two on the Centennial Broncos. Now checking back into the ball game is going to be John DeWard. He's going to check in for Gruber. So St. Cecilia will come back the other direction. 1:44 to play here in the first quarter. 12-5 is the score. The Blue Hawks out on top. They scored the first six of the ball game and continue to lead this one. Bill Hamburg with the ball. Goes to Cesar Tino. He takes it down on the baseline on the dribble. Now retreats back out here. Comes out to Tim Skoke, who's into the ball game now. Skoke comes across the top to Hamburger. This stirrup. Now to the far sideline to Tino. Nearly lost the ball into the far side. Into the seats. Now dribbles inside. Tipped away. Skoke picks it up. Now to stirrup. Back out to Cesar Tino. Open for three. Takes the shot and misses. No good. Rebound comes down to DeWard. 1:14 to play here in the first quarter. 12-5. The Hawks have the lead. Here comes Centennial back with the basketball now. Guerin has got the ball. Guerin to DeWard down on the baseline. Here's Kuchera trying to drive it. Can't do it. Against Stoke. Passes back out on top to DeWard. DeWard now to Guerin. He drives the ball to the basket. It's going to be back loose. Scramble is on. Picked up by Sheehy. A turnover on Centennial. Here's Hamburger back the other way to Cesar Tino. He drives. His shot is up there. It is no good. Battle for the rebound on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. That was last touch by Stoke. Down St. Cecilia. We'll drop back on defense. Mike Cannon will check in for the Blue Hawks. Coming out will be Cesar Tino. Back into the ball game for St. Cecilia will be Matt Kissinger. And coming out will be Phil Hamburger. 47.1 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 12-5 to score. The Blue Hawks out on top of Centennial here tonight in the C1 pre-district championship ball game from York High School. Kendall Guerin with the ball. Has it poked away. It is loose. The scramble is on. Picked up by Guerin. Guerin gets it down to Aaron DeWard. Back out to a Kendall Guerin as he works out top against the Matt Kissinger of St. Cecilia. Over on the wing on the right side is a Kuchera. Kuchera now to DeWard, drives it down the right side of the lane. Bombs it down in the corner on the right side, circles around. That's Aaron DeWard with the ball, and a foul is going to be called. Aaron DeWard took it from the right corner and circled around to the free throw line and then down the lane. And a personal foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Mike Hannon. That's going to be his second. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Jordan Consbrook, and Stirrup will come to the bench. 22.6 seconds to play first quarter, 12-5. St. Cecilia leading by 7. Broncos will play things in. Aaron DeWard, free throw line extended right side, holds it, goes down in the corner. That's a Kuchera with the ball. Now on the wing again, here's Gruber. He's got us up in there. Right up. Guerin throwing up the three ball and scores. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, and it's 12-8. St. Cecilia with the lead. Kissinger back the other way. Comes across the top to chase. Pass it down in the corner. Skoke for three. Shot good. Tim Skoke nails the three ball back the other way. And that's the end of the first quarter. So Centennial had a little momentum there. Pulled within a 12-8 disadvantage here in the first quarter. And then Tim Skoke comes back and nails a three-pointer from the deep left corner to give St. Cecilia a 7-point lead after the first quarter. One quarter in the books. We'll take a break for the score. Houston St. Cecilia 15, Centennial 8.
The unbelievable tractor tire sale is on now at CPI Mr. Tire. Co-op pivot tires are as low as $151 cash and carry for size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax tractor tire is as low as $925 cash and carry for size 480 ADR 42. Other tractor tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself. CPI.
If you have a late winter or spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting has been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726. Dykus Painting wishes the St. Cecilia and area athletes good luck and good sportsmanship in their tournament games. Dykus Painting in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So he's in St. Cecilia with a lead after the first quarter over Centennial. The score is 15-8. As we start quarter number two here tonight. It'll be Centennial with a basketball to begin this second quarter. There's a shot from the wing for three. It's going to be no good there by DeWard, and the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. A long pass down to four. They get it to Kissinger. He drives a shot. No good. Misses the easy one. Consbrook saves the ball from going out of bounds. Scrambles on and is picked up here by Logan Bruins of Centennial. So it's 15-8, just underway here in the second quarter at York. There's a pass from the wing to Guerin. It goes into the lane. It's going to be tipped away. It's going to be picked up here by Hamburger. The fourth turnover. Hamburger gets the ball now to Consbrook. He drives an offensive foul is called on Jordan Consbrook as he runs over Kendall Guerin for Centennial. So the first foul in Jordan Consbrook. That's going to be team foul number four on St. Cecilia here in this first half. 15-8 is the score of St. Cecilia out on top of Centennial in the C-1-3 district championship ball game here tonight from York High. Here's the Centennial back with the basketball. Aaron DeWard goes on a high post now to a Kuchera. Back down in the corner to a DeWard. Comes out now to Guerin. Guerin holds it out here in the three-point territory against Hamburger. Guerin behind the screen. Thinks about a three-pointer. Instead sends the ball inside to Bruins. Now inside the free throw circle. There's a shot up and in. John DeWard scores for Centennial. That's his first field goal of the ball game. He's averaging right at 7 points per ball game. 15-10 now. St. Cecilia with a five-point lead. Hawks with the ball. Stirrup down here on the baseline, right side of the lane, dribbles once, two-handed pass down in the left corner. Hamburger fakes the three, dribbles inside, running one-hander is up there, no good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose underneath the bucket, picked up by Hamburger. Hamburger to Stoke, now to Consbrook, a shot rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to John DeWard. So Consbrook misses a short shot there from about 10 feet away. And now Centennial has a chance to cut into the St. Cecilia lead, 15-10 to score. Hawks down on top by 5 points. John DeWard down at the baseline spins against Kurefish on his up there. Rolls down through the hole. John DeWard now with 4 points in the ball game. And Centennial's within 3 points. 15-12 is the score now with 6:05 to play here in the first half. Stoke comes out to Consbrook. Consbrook over to Hamburger on the wing. Lobs it inside down to Zach. He spins toward the baseline. Goes up with a shot. It's good, but it won't count. Traveling violation is going to be called here. Traveling violation called on Zach Stirrup, a fourth turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. Kevin Asher you're not happy with the call so far here in this first half, working the officials here on the near sideline. 15-12 is the score. Centennial within 3 points. Broncos have the basketball. Here's Gruber with the ball. Outside down to John DeWard. The big guy holds onto it. Bounce pass goes inside to Kuchera. His shot's going to be no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up. His shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Consbrook. Jordan Consbrook gets it away down to Hamburger. Here come the Blue Hawks. Left-handed dribble by Hamburger. Sends it over to Hannon. Free throw line extended left side. Hannon dribbles to the top of the key. Down to Hamburger. Back to Hannon. Down in the corner. Cesar Tino. 4-3. It's way off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Bruins. That one did not draw iron. Cesar Tino having a tough time finding the range here in this ball game so far. Clint Gruber with the ball. Now we've got a timeout called here by Bob Fish. Bob Fish wants to call a timeout for Centennial. 5 minutes and 12 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 15, Centennial 12.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Rowe back at York High School. C-1-3 district championship here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia trying to get back to the state tournament for the fifth year in a row to seek their fourth straight state championship. Right now the Hawks have a three-point lead. 15-12 is the score. But Centennial have got the basketball. St. Cecilia is still under man-to-man defense. Clint Gruber with the ball here on the deep wing on the left side, tries to hand the ball away. His tip, picked back up by Gruber, moves it down in the corner. On the left side to Kuchera, now to Gruber. Circles around, jump pass, goes to the wing on the right side to DeWard. It's up to three, good. Aaron DeWard throws up his second three ball. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Centennial's come back to tie things up at 15 points apiece with 4:47 to play. And the opposite side of the gym going crazy over there. Hannon hits the ball inside his throw. Two-handed pass goes down in the corner. Cesar Tino, he passes up the three-pointer this time. Dribbles and sent out to the top of the key. Moves it over on the wing to Hamburger. Down his grip inside the free throw circle. Zach drives it down the lane. His off balance shot is up there. That one won't go. Rebound comes down at the Ward. And now Centennial can pull ahead here with a two-point field goal. We are tied at 15 points apiece during the four-minute mark here in the second quarter. Now we got an offensive foul called. Underneath the hole, an offensive foul is going to be called on Keaton Kuchera. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number three on the Broncos here in this first half. So it'll be safe to say playing the ball in backcourt. We are tied up at 15 points apiece. Boys High School basketball action for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hamburger has got the ball for St. Cecilia over to Chase Bassett. Out the stirrup, top of the key to Mike Hannon, just to the right of the lane. Hannon dribbles with the ball, reverses it, gets it to Hamburger. Out of Bassett, down in the corner, Cesar Tino. Back out to Bassett, top of the key. Right sideline, they get it to Mike Hannon, lobs it inside the stirrup. Stirrup works against the Ward. Pass back out on top, that's going to be Hamburger with the ball. Over to Hannon on the wing, down in the corner to Cesar Tino. Good defense here by the Broncos of Centennial. On the right wing, it's going to be Hamburger. Down in the corner, Cesar Tino, 4-3. Shot is up the recurring one. Cesar Tino hits a three ball from deep in the left corner. Cesar finally gets one to go down. He's averaging 8.6 points per ball game. He hits a three-pointer right there. There's a free throw line jumper put up there by Kuchera. So Cesar hits a three for the Blue Hawks. Kuchera comes right back for Centennial, hits a two. Now St. Cecilia with a one-point lead, 18-17. Cesar deep in the corner left side for St. Cecilia. Comes out to Hannon. Hannon comes across the top as they get it to Hamburger. Holds it. Goes inside down his stirrup. Backs up. Goes to the baseline. His shot is up there. It's good. He backs one home. Zach Stirrup now is 6 points in the ball game. 20-17. The Hawks now by 3 points. There's Clint Gruber back into the ball game for Centennial. Handing the ball to DeWard. His shot is up there from three. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger for St. Cecilia. Runs her back the other way. Hamburger to the basket. He goes and his shot good. Hamburger takes that baby coast-to-coast and scores for the Hawks. And just like that, St. Cecilia scored the last 7 points in the ballgame. It's now 22-17. St. Cecilia with a lead here in this contest. There's Aaron DeWard with the ball over on the wing to Kuchera. He holds it over there against the Mike Hannon. Got a basketball stripped away. It's picked up by Hannon. A turnover on Centennial. That's their sixth. Long pass down to four to Cesar Tino. He shot it up in the end. Cesar Tino now with 5 points in the ballgame, and now Centennial calls the timeout. 2 minutes and 21 seconds to play. In the second quarter, we'll take a break now. The score seems to stay at 24, Centennial 17.
Friends, let's stop spending our weekends driving back and forth from some home improvement warehouse. Let's make one trip to Ace, get help quickly from people who know their stuff, and do it all before our second cup of coffee. Get your weekend back.
Ace can help you quickly turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Big G Ace, 3203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings. Big G Ace is open from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Ace, the helpful place.
1230 KHAS.
End of the first quarter, Ravenna is leading West Holt by a score of 24-8. Ravenna 24, West Holt 8. That's in the C25 district final up at Burwell High School tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here. The score is 24-17. There's a shot out with a short baseline. It's up and in. That's going to go with Kuchera. Keaton Kuchera gets his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. And the St. Cecilia lead is down to 5 points again at 24-19. Hawks have the ball with 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Here's Hamburger. Free throw line extended right side. Lobs it in now to Zach Stirrup. Jump pass down in the corner. Cesar Tino for three. That's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound Stirrup. Stirrup goes back up. His shot is good. Zach Stirrup with a rebound and a follow. The big guy with 8 points in the basketball game now for St. Cecilia. 26-19. The Blue Hawks have the lead. Clint Gruber with the ball now for Centennial. Gruber being trapped out here in 3 points here. It's right to Guerin. Guerin moves it to Kuchera. Picked up there by Mike Hannon of St. Cecilia. Out on top to John DeWard. That pulls a Zach Stirrup away from the basket a little bit. Down in the corner to Gruber. Bombs it inside now to Kuchera. Turn around, jumper good. Left side of the lane. Keaton Kuchera now with 6 points in the basketball game for the Broncos. 26-21, St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead. Blue Hawks come back with the basketball as Phil Hamburger will walk it back into the offensive scoring zone. Sturrup is now in the high post, situated right there at the elbow on the left side of the lane. They get him the ball there. Sturrup is going to drive the ball toward the basket. His little short jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Guerin. Kendall Guerin with a rebound here for Centennial. He runs her back the other way. Right-handed dribble picked up there by a Chase Bassett for St. Cecilia defensively. The Hawks stay with a man-to-man defense. Down in the corner is Gruber. Drives the baseline. Nice move. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Tino for St. Cecilia. Tino gets the ball away to Hamburger. Now Kevin Asher up. He says, one play here, guys. One shot. 30 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, the Blue Hawks have a five-point lead, 26-21, over the upset-minded Broncos out of Centennial High School. A team that comes in here at 13-9. They were below the 500 mark midway through the season. Has won 10 out of the last 11 ball games, including two in the sub-districts last week. Things to say, and now working with 8 seconds to go. Hamburger on the wing. Just sees her. Tino fakes the three. He puts up an off-balance shot, and the free throw line is good, and he's fouled. Somebody hit him on the arm, and Cesar Tino has a chance at a three-point play. Tino, after bearing that three-pointer, now has got 7 points in the ball game, and he's going to go to the free-throw line after being fouled in a play by Kuchera of Centennial. But check that. Logan Bruins picks up the personal foul for the Broncos. So that shot there by Cesar Kim comes with 3.9 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Now Cesar Tino to the free-throw line for the Blue Hawks. Cesar is 1 out of 4 on free throws during the postseason in the two ball games in the sub-district a week ago. Cesar's free throws up there is good. So a three-point play and a big one there for Cesar Tino. 29-21 down the far sideline is Guerin. He throws up a long range off-balance shot. It's no good at the buzzer, and that's the end of the first half of play. Hastings St. Cecilia just 16 minutes away from getting back to the state tournament for the fifth straight season. The Blue Hawks out on top of Centennial here at halftime of the C-1-3 district championship ball game. We'll take a break at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia 29, Centennial 21.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with a Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Back at York High School, the C1 District 3 championship ball game for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Facing St. Cecilia with the lead over Centennial by a score of 29-21. St. Cecilia scoring the first 6 points of the basketball game tonight. Then got to an 8-3 advantage. It was 12-5 with 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the first quarter. 15-8 at the end of one in favor of St. Cecilia. Centennial came back to tie the game at 15-15 with 4 minutes and 47 seconds to play in the second quarter. But St. Cecilia then goes on a 9-2 run. They control of the ball game, led 24-17, and then Cesar Tino hitting an old-fashioned three-point play there at the end of the second quarter, and the Blue Hawks have an 8-point advantage at halftime to score. Is 29-21. Again, the other action going on tonight, there's plenty of it. Adams Central at last check had a lead over Hastings High. That was at the end of the third quarter. That one should be just about to wrap it up in Grand Island. The Patriots leading Hastings High 31-15 at the end of three quarters. Winner in that ball game will face the winner of the next game coming up at Grand Island Senior High involving Grand Island Northwest and the Holdridge Dusters. That championship ball game will be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Grand Island Senior High. That's the game we'll have here on 1230 KHIS. Beginning with the pregame show at 6:45. So, at last check, Adams Central was leading Hastings High by a score of 31-15. Also from Burwell tonight, Ravenna has got the lead over West Holt after the first quarter by a score of 24-18. Ravenna 24 and West Holt 8. That is after the first quarter of play. The other C1 district championship games going on tonight across the area, with all these winners advancing to the boys state tournament coming up next week. Ball City is playing Milford tonight at Beatrice High School. Also at Elkhorn South, Omaha Roncalli is playing Bishop Newman. Centennial playing Hastings St. Cecilia here in District 3 at York, where the Blue Hawks out on top 29-21 at halftime. At West Point Beamer tonight, you've got Wayne playing Norfolk Catholic. At Broken Bow High School tonight, you've got Minden playing Ainsworth. That's the game we're broadcasting live on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. And in C16 out west tonight at Sydney, it'll be Hershey taking on Kimball. Other games going on in Class C2 tonight. You've got Southern playing Sutton tonight at Concordia University in Seward. You've got Archbishop Bergen playing East Butler at Schuyler High School. At Laurel Concord, you've got Ponca playing Hardington Cedar Catholic. We mentioned the West Holt Ravenna game. The Blue Jays out on top of West Holt early in that contest, and being played up at Burwell High School. And North Platte St. Pat's playing Bayer tonight at a Sydney Middle School. Classes D1 and D2 will play their district championships tomorrow. And on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 tomorrow night will be with the Giltner Hornets, the number one ranked Giltner Hornets, as they take on Lindsay Holy Family in their district championship ball game. They'll play that one at Cross County High School in Stromsburg. Tip-off will be at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Pre-game show begins at about 6:50 on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. At halftime here, Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over the Centennial Broncos. The score is 29-21. We'll come back and check the numbers in the first half right after this.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, nonstop sports action on 12 big screen TVs, personal table TVs, express lunches 7 days a week, nightly dinner and drink specials. Rivals is serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings, Saturday from 7 to 11 and Sundays 7 to noon. Rivals is a local sports bar with jerseys of hometown athletes on the wall of honor. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, next to Tractor Supply in Hastings, and now win big with Kino at Rivals Bar and Grill.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at York High School, Hastings St. Jose with the lead over Centennial. The score is 29-21. We got a final score in the Adams Central Hastings High game tonight from Grand Island Senior High. The Patriots knock off Hastings High by a score of 39-27. Adams Central 39, Hastings High 27. That game is now final, so Adams Central moves on into the district championship ball game tomorrow night. They'll face either Grand Island Northwest or Holdridge. That'll be a 7 o'clock start, and we'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHIS beginning at 6:45 tomorrow night. Again, Adams Central beating Hastings High by a score of 39-27. Scoring in this ball game, only four players have scored thus far for Centennial. They're being led by Aaron DeWard. He has knocked down a couple of three-pointers. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Keaton Kuchera has got 3 field goals. He's got 6 points. Kendall Guerin has got a 3 and a 2. He's got 5 points, and John DeWard has got a couple of field goals for four, and that is it for Centennial. They've got 21 points on the board. They have not been to the free throw line here in the first 16 minutes of play. Hastings St. Cecilia being led by Zach Stirrup and Cesar Tino. Stirrup has got 4 field goals and 8 points. Cesar Tino missed his first couple of shots badly here in this ball game, but then has come back. He's hit a three-pointer and a couple of two-point field goals, and he's 1 of 1 from the free throw line. Cesar has got 8 points. Matt Kissinger has got 3 field goals and 6. Joe Hamburger has got a couple of field goals and 4 points, and Tim Skoke has knocked down a tray. He has got 3 points here in the first half of play. So it's Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Centennial by a score of 29-21. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball.
If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings. At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Give Marty a call at 463-2111 or stop by his new office at 813 West 2nd in Hastings. Securities and services offered through Equal Trust Marketing Securities, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
The unbelievable tractor tire sale is on now at CPI Mr. Tire. Co-op pivot tires are as low as $151 cash and carry for size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax tractor tire is low as $925 cash and carry for size 480 ADR 42. Other tractor tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself, CPI, CPI.
1230 KHAS.
Back at York High School, Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC in Grand Island is a proud supporter of Hastings Catholic Schools. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC reminds us that blue is coming up on April 9th. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Hamburger. Bombs away for three, and a shot rims off. No good. Rebound picked up on the hop here by Keaton Kuchera. So just underway here in the third quarter, 29-21. Hastings St. Cecilia using a 9-2 run at the end of the second quarter. We'll give him some breathing room down here in the second half. Hawks leading by 8 points, 29-21. Gruber has got the ball. Centennial will shoot our basket to our right. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Garen. Long rebound comes out to the far sideline, and a three-pointer is knocked down there by Aaron DeWard. DeWard now with 3 field goals and 9 points in the basketball game. And the Broncos hanging tough here, 29-24. Saints to say with a 5-point lead. Hawks with the ball. Mike Cannon down here in the corner on the right side. Bombs it back out. Chase Bassett now to Hamburger down in the corner. Here's Kissinger with it now. Back out to Hamburger. Lobs it inside his stirrup. Kicks it back out on the wing. Hannon and a traveling violation. Mike Hannon whistled for the traveling violation on the wing on the right side. The fifth turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. 7:03 to play in the third. The Hawks out on top of the Broncos by a score of 29-24. The winner moves to the boys' state tournament next week in Lincoln. Clint Gruber has got the ball now for Centennial, trying to get away from Kissinger. Grinds it down the left side of the lane. Hands away now to Kuchera out here in 3-point territory. Picked up by Hannon. Kuchera gets rid of it now, finally, to Gruber. Gruber on the dribble, moves it down in the corner. Up, gives it to a DeWard, who pops out there. Stirrup right in his face defensively. DeWard down in the corner to Guerin. Gets it back inside. There's a shot up and in. Acrobatic shot underneath the hole there by Keaton Kuchera. He has now got 8 points in the ball game, and Centennial is just in three. 29-26 to score. St. Cecilia with the ball back in their offensive zone. Hannon comes out to Hamburger. Down to Stirrup at the elbow. Throws up a shot. It's down. Zach Stirrup steps away from the basket and scores. And the big guy now with 10 points in the basketball game. He had 18 the other day against Grand Island Central Catholic in that sub-district championship ball game. Here's Guerin going for the hole in his shot. May have been partially deflected by Stirrup as the ball goes out of bounds. So the little guy in the Guerin drives into the hole, and he runs right into Zach Stirrup. At least maybe altered his shot a little bit as he misses the driving layup. It's going to be Centennial playing things in. Back inside to get it to Kucheri. His shot's going to be blocked down this time by Spira. Ball picked up by DeWard. His shot's up and in. John DeWard picks up the loose ball in the lane and scores over Stirrup after Zach got the preceding block. 31-28 now, St. Cecilia with a three-point lead. Hawks come back with the basketball. Stirrup on the wing on the right side. Two-handed pass. Comes over here to Hannon. Long-range jumper put up there. No good. Rebound comes down to DeWard. DeWard gets it away. Now to Clint Gruber. Centennial can tie this ball game up with a three-pointer right here. Clint Gruber gets things away to DeWard, who has hit three balls so far in this ball game. There's a Gruber driving down the lane, moves it down on the baseline. A shot up there by DeWard. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Hamburger on the dribble back the other way. Gets it now to Hannon, who lobs it inside his stirrup. He spins, goes to the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Kuchera. Kuchera now to DeWard. Gets it to Clint Gruber. And here come the Broncos again. We're in the third quarter, 5 minutes to play. Hastings St. Cecilia leading by 3 points at 31-28. Here's DeWard. His shot could be blocked again by Stirrup. And the ball goes out of bounds. Hamburger tried to save it, but couldn't get there. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Centennial inbounding the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Hannon's going to check out. Bassett is going to check out. Here comes Consbrook back into the ball game now, and Cesar Tino checking in. Centennial will play things in. Here's a gear and a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Stirrup. Stirrup gets it away down to Hamburger. Hustles into the forecourt, down the right sideline. Matt Kissinger. Kissinger holds it out here beyond the three-point arc. Comes down to the top of the key to Hamburger to Cesar Tino. Inside down is Zach Stirrup. Outside is Sheehy. Down to the elbow. That's a Kissinger. Brings it back to Sheehy. Mishandles the ball. Picked up by Cesar Tino. Drives the baseline. Shoots and scores. Nice move to the basket there by Cesar Tino as he drives the baseline from the left corner toward the hoop and scores. Cesar now in double figures with 10 points. St. Cecilia now with a 5-point lead, 33-28. Hawks back here in a man-to-man defense. Here's a Guerin with the ball now picked up by Cesar. To the left sideline, DeWard throws up another three ball and hits it. Aaron DeWard has hit 4 3-pointers in the ball game. He's got 12 points. He's been a 38% three-point shooter in the season and averaging 7.4 points per ball game. He's got 12 so far here against the Blue Hawks. It's now St. Cecilia 33 and Centennial 31. Matt Kissinger with the ball on the right sideline. He goes for the hole. He's going to be fouled in the play. Kissinger just drives it to the rack there, and he is fouled in a play by Kendall Guerin of Centennial. That's going to be his first team foul in the Broncos here in the second half of play. So it'll be St. Cecilia inbounding baseline left side underneath their own basket. End of the ball game now is going to be Logan Bruins for Centennial, and coming out is going to be Clint Gruber. So Bruins into the ball game now for Centennial, a 6'2" and senior, averaging 7 points and 5 rebounds per game. St. Cecilia will inbound to get it to Stirrup. He spins in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Guerin. So Centennial can pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. Long pass down to four. They get it to a Bruins. He climbs the ladder to grab that one. Now to the free throw line. The foul is going to be called. The pass was high. Bruins did a good job of bringing that ball down. Got it to John DeWard at the free throw line, and he's attacked here by St. Cecilia. And a foul is going to be called in Kissinger. That's going to be the third foul, or the second foul in Kissinger. Team foul number one in St. Cecilia here in the second half of play. It's going to be Centennial inbounding the ball, baseline right side, underneath their own basket. They'll play things in as they come out to Kuchera. Kuchera moves it over in the wing to Guerin. They try to lob it inside to DeWard. The ball tipped away by Stirrup. Picked up by Zach. Long pass down the left sideline to Kissinger. Takes it toward the basket and now stops. Comes out to Stirrup again. Stirrup to Kissinger. Top of the key. Right wing to Hamburger to Cesar Tino. To Hamburger again. Out of the near side, Matt Kissinger dribbles the ball into the lane. Kicks it back out here to Sheehy. Top of the circle. They get it now to Hamburger. Back inside to Stirrup. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. Zach Stirrup scores over to Ward. He's now got 12 points in the basketball game. That's now 35-31. Hawks with a 4-point lead here in this district championship ball game. And now Bob Fish wants to call a timeout as his Broncos were working with it in the offensive zone. We've got a timeout. 2 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's Hastings St. Cecilia 35, Centennial 31.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at York High School here tonight. High school basketball at 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Bob Fish Jr. is the head coach for Centennial. Towel wrapped around his over his left shoulder here. He watches on. Was on the Hastings College coaching staff under Mike Trader several years ago. And now the head man at Centennial with another Bronco, Cam Scholl, is his assistant down here. Giving the Hawks everything they want, 35-31 here in the third quarter of this district championship ball game. Kuchera lost control of the ball here as Centennial works within their offensive zone. He gets it under control. Here's Guerin again at the top of the key. Moves over to Kuchera. Tries to dump it down low. It's going to be deflected away from DeWard. Picked up by Kuchera. Kuchera now back out in the three-point territory to Aaron DeWard. Over to Guerin on the wing. Now top of the key. That's going to be Kuchera. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Contact knee. Foul called. It's going to go on Ryan Sheehy. That's going to be his second foul. Team foul number two on the Blue Hawks. St. Cecilia must win this ball game. They're sitting in ninth place in the point standings as far as the wild card is concerned. So that is not in the play here for this 2010-2011 season. Much different than in years past when St. Cecilia had that to rely on. Blue Hawks must win to advance to the state tournament. Next week, they've got a four-point lead, 35-31. Centennial will inbound the ball. They come out here to a Kendall Guerin. Picked up there by the Hawks defensively. Tim Skook right in his grill. Here's Kuchera again. Kuchera moves it over to Guerin on the right sideline. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. DeWard has got it now to Kuchera. Lobs it inside and the foul is going to be called again. The man was knocked down in the lane there as they tried to get the ball to Logan Bruins. And a foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Hamburger. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Blue Hawks here in the second half. Clint Gruber comes back into the ball game now for Centennial. And going out is going to be Logan Grooms. 35-31. Hastings St. Cecilia with a four-point lead, but Centennial has got the basketball. DeWard has got it. Now to Kuchera, top of the key. Moves it over here to Clint Gruber. Back outside now to Guerin. Trying to penetrate there. Can't do it against Tim Skook as the Hawks stay with a man-to-man. Here's a long-range three. A shot is up there by DeWard. No good. And the rebound comes down to Dax Stirrup of St. Cecilia. Down to Hamburger. A minute 48 to play here in the third quarter. Cesar Tino is hanger from the baseline. It's shot going to be no good. And the ball is tipped out of there, picked up by DeWard, and he's fouled in the play. Aaron DeWard is going to be fouled in the play here in backcourt. It's going to go on the Hawks. It's going to go on Cesar Tino. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on the Blue Hawks. Centennial's got only one team foul since halftime. A minute 41 seconds to play. St. Cecilia holding on to a 35-31 advantage. Kendall Guerin with the ball down the right sideline. Guerin dribbles with it now. Takes it to the top of the key. St. Cecilia stays with that man-to-man. Over to Aaron DeWard. Now to Gruber. His short jumper is up there. Won't go. Rolls off of the right side, and the rebound comes down to Hamburger. He runs her back the other way for St. Cecilia. Hamburger stomps out here. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Gruber as he tries his shot up and in. Quick Gruber gets the steal, and he gets the field goal on the other end. As St. Cecilia turns it away for the sixth time. And now Centennial is within 2 points, 35-33, with a minute and 6 seconds to play here in the third quarter from York High School. Stirrup backs up. Stirrup in the lane. His shot up there. It's good. Next, Stirrup scores. That one bounces off of the back iron a couple of times and finally decides to go down through the hole. Big bucket there for Zach Stirrup and the Hawks. 37-33, 48 seconds to play in the third quarter from York High School. Kendall Guerin with the ball. Bounce pass comes over here to Kuchera. Down on the baseline now to Gruber. Back outside. Here's DeWard for three. His shot is up there. Curry's another one. Aaron DeWard with 15 points in the basketball game. That's 37-36. Centennial now within 1 point. 30 seconds to play. And the fans on the opposite side of the gym going berserk here tonight. Here's Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger dribbling with it. Hands it away to Cesar Tino. Tino, down to Hamburger, looking for some direction from head coach Kevin Asher. We're down to 15 seconds to play. Hamburger on the dribble. They feed it inside the Stirrup. Now to Hamburger, drives, collision, offensive foul. Hamburger runs over a man inside. Guerin gets up. A personal foul, an offensive charge on Phil Hamburger. The second foul on Hamburger. Team foul number five with the Blue Hawks. And now with 9.7 seconds to play, Centennial is within 1 point, 37-36. And Centennial will play things in here in backcourt. Coming into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia is going to be Matt Kissinger. Kissinger will come in. Consbrick will come out. Also checking in for Kevin Asher will be Chase Bassett. Coming out will be Hamburger. 37-36. St. Cecilia leading by 1 point. But Centennial has got the ball in the closing seconds of the third quarter. Guerin in backcourt races it into the offensive zone. Guerin goes all the way to the basket. His shot is going to be up there. No good. Partially deflected. Ball is brought down by Cesar Tino, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books here at York High School. The score is Hastings St. Cecilia 37, Centennial 36.
If you have a late winter or spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting has been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726. Dykus Painting wishes the St. Cecilia and area athletes good luck and good sportsmanship in their tournament games. Dykus Painting in Hastings.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Centennial outscores St. Cecilia 15-8 in the third quarter. And now the Broncos have made this a ball game, 37-36. As we head to the fourth and final quarter, St. Cecilia 18-6 on the season. Centennial is 13-9. And Centennial has got the basketball. They have a chance to pull ahead here. Guerin has got the ball. As he feeds it inside, it's tipped away, picked up by Guerin. Guerin looking to penetrate, can't do it. Comes across the top now with a pass to DeWard, who's lit him up for 15 points on 5 three-pointers in the ballgame for Centennial. Guerin has got it again out here at the top of the key as he faces the St. Cecilia man-to-man defense. Chase Bassett will pick him up. Here's a DeWard here on the right sideline, and now we got a foul inside. It's going to go on the Blue Hawks. St. Cecilia not getting the calls here in this contest. Tim Stoke picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be 16 fouls now on St. Cecilia. So the next foul will send Centennial to the free throw line for the bonus. The Broncos have only one team foul since halftime. Centennial will play things in. As they get it down here, they lose the ball out of bounds. Aaron DeWard popped out here and lost the ball into the Bronco bench. Here on the near side to a turnover on Centennial. That's their eighth of the ball game. 37-36, Hastings St. Cecilia with a one-point lead over Centennial in boys high school basketball tonight. Kissinger has got the ball. Free throw line extended right side, and now a reaching in foul here. They're going to be called on Centennial. It's going to go on Kendall Guerin. That's going to be his second team foul called on the Broncos in the second half of play. Down shooting situation. St. Cecilia will play things in off of the far sideline. Bill Hamburger holding the ball here for the Hawks. Holding it. Finally gets it into Cesar Tino, who flips it back to Hamburger. Centennial still in their man-to-man defense. Here's Cesar Tino. Bombs it inside his stirrup, and his shot is up and in. Stirrup now with 16 points in the basketball game. He's got 16 out of the 39 points put up here by the Hawks in the ballgame. 7:07 to play. Back the other way comes Centennial down in the left corner. A three-pointer put up there. It's about to rim it down. It gets the roll. Kendall Guerin throws up his second three ball. He's got 8 points, and now we're tied up at 39. 6:53 to play in the ballgame. We're tied at 39 points apiece. Stirrup with the ball down in the left corner. Cesar Tino for three. It's off the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Centennial. John DeWard has got the rebound for the Broncos, and now Centennial can pull ahead here. This is a team that has won 10 out of their last 11 games, looking for their sixth straight win here tonight. Here's a shot heavy, no good, partially deflected. Kuchera tries to put up. It's picked up by Centennial. Now down in the corner, DeWard, his shot is up there from three. It's going to be no good. Rebound Hamburger, runs it back the other way with Cesar Tino. He tries, his shot is going to be good, but it won't count. We have got a, we got a foul. Trailing the play, an elbowing foul on Matt Kissinger. So the bucket does not count, and Kevin Asher is not happy with Matt whatsoever. That's coming out of the ballgame. Mike Cannon comes back in. That was a two-on-one break coming back the other way. Kissinger was trailing the play, threw an elbow into a defender here for the Broncos, gets hit with his third personal foul. That wipes off the two-point field goal, and now Centennial's got a chance to pull ahead. We're tied up at 39 points apiece. Guerin has got the ball. And now St. Cecilia may be showing a little zone defense right here. As Guerin comes out now to 3 points here, it's way to Gruber. Gruber now to Guerin. Moves it over on the right side now to DeWard. His shot is up there from three. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Again, so runs her back the other way. Hamburger to Cesar Tino. Goes for the hole. It's shot good. And he's fouled. Cesar Tino gets the field goal to go down, and he is fouled in a play. Cesar now with 12 points there in the ball game. Clint Gruber picks up the personal foul for Centennial. That's going to be his third. Cesar a little slow in getting up as he gets back under his feet here and will waddle to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. The Hawks now with a 2-point lead. It is 41-39, a lot closer than a lot of people thought here in this basketball game here tonight. Centennial has put up a good fight here against the Blue Hawks. Cesar Tino to the free throw line, 1 of 1 so far tonight. Cesar looks at the basket. His shot is up and in. The Hawks hit only 10 out of 24 from the free throw line in that Stump District win over Grand Island Central Catholic. Now, wait a minute. We got an official on the far sideline who comes up and wipes the free throw away. They said Cesar Tino was across the line. So wipe the boy, that was a late call. They had to say it already dropped back into their defensive zone, and now they say Cesar Tino was across the line. So the score is 41-39. So instead of a 3-point play for Cesar, it's only a 2-point play as the basket counts, and then the free throw is no good. There's a shot from the right side. It's going to be no good by Gruber, and the rebound comes down to Hamburger. A 2-point ball game with 5.5 minutes to play. Doing this one. Hamburger puts the ball to Mike Hannon. He dribbles the ball in the paint, out the basket, inside down his stirrup. Comes back out to Cesar Tino from the wing for three. Shot good. Cesar Tino nails a 3-ball. Cesar now with 15 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia has scored the last five. It's 44-39. There's a Clint Gruber with the ball. Deep wing on the left side. Comes out to DeWard. DeWard now to Guerin. St. Cecilia is playing his own defense. There's a Kuchera trying to drive the baseline. Gets it back out here to Guerin. Guerin down in the corner. Two-handed pass comes over on the opposite side. Aaron DeWard down in the corner now to Gruber. Gruber now to DeWard. His shot for three is way off of the mark. No good. And a rebound comes down to Hannon. Hannon gets the ball to Hamburger. The Hawks have a 5-point lead. 44-39. 4:49 to play here in the fourth quarter from York High School. Hamburger has got the ball now to Chase Bassett. Back out to Hamburger. Hamburger out here near the 10-second line. The Broncos still playing a man-to-man defense. Over here to Chase Bassett. Bassett winks it to the far side to Hamburger. Back inside to Stirrup. His shot is up there and in. Zach Stirrup scores as he bounces one off of the back iron and down through the hole. He's got 18 points in the ball game, and now St. Cecilia is leading 46-39. And Bob Chris wants to call a timeout. Centennial calls a timeout. 4 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It's Hastings St. Cecilia 46, Centennial 39.
Friends, let's stop spending our weekends driving back and forth from some home improvement warehouse. Let's make one trip to Ace, get help quickly from people who know their stuff, and do it all before our second cup of coffee. Get your weekend back.
Ace can help you quickly turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Big G Ace, 3203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings. Big G Ace is open from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Ace, the helpful place.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Rowe back at York High School. 4 minutes and 22 seconds to play. Hastings St. Cecilia scored the last 7 points after Centennial tied things up at 39. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC in Grand Island is a proud supporter of Hastings Catholic Schools. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC reminds us that Blue is coming up on April 9th. Adams Central has beaten Hastings High tonight in the B5 District Tournament up in Grand Island to score 39-27. Adams Central plays in the finals tomorrow night against either Grand Island Northwest or the Holdridge Dusters. We'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHAS beginning at 6:45 tomorrow night from Grand Island Senior High. There's Centennial trying to pound the ball down the lane, and the foul is going to be called here. They go on Chase Baptist. That's going to be his first. That's going to be the seventh team foul now in St. Cecilia. To check that team foul number 8 on the Blue Hawks. So this will be a 1-1 situation for Keaton Kuchera. This is the first free throw of the ball game for Centura, or rather for Centennial, and it comes at the 4:13 mark of the fourth quarter, and the free throw is missed by Keaton Kuchera. So it's 46-39. St. Cecilia is still with a 7-point advantage here in the fourth quarter. We're halfway through, 4 minutes to go. Here's Mike Cannon with the ball on the wing on the left side. Goes back to the other direction now to Phil Hamburger. Dribbles to the top of the key, stops there. Goes to Stirrup. Now down in the corner, Cesar Tino open for three, takes the shot and misses. Rebound comes down to Bassett. Chase Bassett with an offensive board to Mike Cannon. Down in the corner again to Cesar as he drives the baseline, and we got contact made and a foul is called. Kendall Guerin is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his third. That's team foul number four on the Broncos. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be St. Cecilia playing it in. Baseline right side, underneath their own basket. Hamburger, Cesar, Tino, Bassett, inside down to Stirrup. Mike Cannon, Bassett, near side. That's going to be Cesar, Tino with the ball. Back out to a Chase Bassett, top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside to Stirrup. Two-handed pass comes to Hamburger, near sideline. Heads for the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound. Tino. Follow shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Got it for the rebound. And Guerin grabs it now for the Broncos. 3.5 to play. 46-39. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 7-point lead. Kendall Guerin with the ball now for Centennial. Picked up by Cesar Tino. Here's Aaron DeWard with it now. Bounce pass goes on the high post. They get it to Kuchera. Back out to DeWard for three. His shot's off of the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. So Aaron DeWard, after hitting 5 3-pointers, he's missed his last couple here for the Broncos. Hastings St. Cecilia back with the ball. Hamburger has got a free throw line extended right side. Holds it here for the Hawks. Down in the corner, Mike Cannon. Cannon dribbles to the wall. Back out here in the three-point territory. Comes across the top. Bassett to Cesar Tino. That is Stirrup. Nice cut to the basket. They get the ball to Cannon, and he lays it in. Mike Cannon scores on a nice pass from Zach Stirrup. And Cannon gets his first field goal of the ball game, and it's now a 48-39 ball game. We're down to 2.5 minutes to play, and now a foul is going to be called here. A personal foul on Hannon. He got the steal on an intercepted pass right in front of the Bronco bench. And Hannon is going to be hit with a personal foul. It's going to be his third. And that's going to send Clint Gruber to the free throw line. Gruber is a 44% foul shooter on the season. He's 11 out of 25. Centennial is a team hitting 59% of their free throws. Hitting 36% from the field and 31% from three-point territory. This is the second free throw of the night for Centennial, and his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Hamburger, so the score is 48-39. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawks have the ball. They're trying to wrap up a district championship here tonight. Cesar Tino deep in the right corner on the dribble, moves it to the top of the key. Down to Hamburger as he holds it here. The Broncos still on the man-to-man. There's Stirrup with the ball left side of the lane. Comes out now to Chase Bassett. Now over on the right sideline to Mike Cannon as he holds the ball. We're down to 2 minutes and 5 seconds to play. St. Cecilia leading by 9 points, 48-39. And now here's a foul on Clint Gruber. Gruber picks up his fourth personal foul, team foul number 5 on the Broncos. Still a non-shooting situation. That's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball baseline right side underneath their own basket. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Matt Kissinger. And coming out is going to be Chase Bassett. 2:02 to play, fourth quarter, 48-39. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 9-point lead. Hamburger just lobs it out here to Hannon. Contact made again. Foul called. Keaton Kuchera trying to knock the ball loose from Mike Hannon, who picks up the personal foul instead for his efforts. Second foul on Kuchera. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Broncos. The next foul will send St. Cecilia to the free throw line, and there it is. John DeWard hacks the arm of Zach Stirrup as they came with the inbounds pass to Zach. John DeWard picks up his first, and now Zach Stirrup to the free throw line. Zach in the postseason so far is 4 out of 10 on free throws. 48% for the season, 45 out of 92. So Zach Stirrup to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. He's got 18 points in the ball game. Stirrup's free throw is up there. It is off the mark, no good. Rebound comes out of DeWard. 48-39. St. Cecilia with a 9-point lead. We're under 2 minutes to play now. Centennial's got the ball. There's a pass to the free throw line, knocked away from Kuchera. It is picked up by Stirrup. Now to Kissinger, driving way up, good. So a turnover there on Centennial, their ninth of the ball game, results in a 2-point bucket at the other end. It is now 50-39. St. Cecilia scored the last 11 points here in the basketball game. We're down to 90 seconds to play. Here's a Guerin with the ball. Now to a Dye who's into the ball game. Down on the baseline, here's a shot up there. That one won't go from DeWard. Now a foul is going to be called. This game was tied at 39-39 with 6 minutes and 53 seconds to play. St. Cecilia has rattled off the last 11 points here in the ball game, and now they'll go to the free throw line. They're trying to add to the total right here. Kuchera picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. Hamburger to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. He is 3 out of 5 on free throws during the postseason. Two sub-district ball games last week. First chance tonight at a free throw and a cup it in. Joel Hamburger, a 58% foul shooter on the season. He is now 42 out of 71 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia leading by a score of 51 to 39. As Hamburger throws the mark for his second one. It's up. It's off of the back iron. No good. The Ward has the rebound now for Centennial. Here come the Broncos. Time is running out on Centennial here at the ball game. Aaron DeWard has got it on the deep wing on the left side. Comes to a Dalton Dye, who's into the contest. Now DeWard, double teamed over there. Comes out now between the rings to a Dalton Dye, to a Guerin. Hate to say is in a zone. Here's a long range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to DeWard as he saves it from going out of bounds. Back inside, and now we got a foul called. Nice job by Centennial keeping that ball from going out of bounds over here. A personal foul now called on Hamburger of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Hamburger. Going to the free throw line will be Keaton Kuchera. He's got 8 points here in the basketball game. And the shot is up there. It is in and out, no good. Halfway down and pops back out of there. Kuchera now 0 of 2 on free throws tonight. And now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. 59 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 51, Centennial 39.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 59 seconds to play here in the C-13 district championship ball game at York High School. Hastings St. Cecilia has scored the last 12 points in the ball game. After three quarters, Ravenna is leading West Holt by a score of 52-37. Ravenna 52, West Holt 27. After three quarters, Minden is out on top of their ball game over Ainsworth. The score is 49-26. Minden 49, Ainsworth 26. Couple of district championship games being decided tonight. There's a Keaton Kuchera back to the free throw line. He is 0 for 3 so far tonight. His shot is up there. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Phil Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Hamburger has the basketball stripped away here. Back court by Gruber. He goes for the basket. It's not going to be blocked down by Stirrup. Rebounded by Hannon. Now he's going to be fouled in the play. So Zach Stirrup gets another block in the ball game. Mike Hannon comes up with it, and he's immediately fouled on the play here by Clinton Gruber of Centennial. And for Gruber, that's going to be number 5, so he fouls out of the ball game. Here with 50 seconds to play. Gruber leads with 3 points. Aaron DeWard comes into the ball game now for Centennial. So looking at the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Mike Hannon. 7 out of 10 on free throws during the postseason. This one is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Centennial. They get the ball now to Kendall Gear, and we're down to 44 seconds to play. The Hawks trying to lock up their fifth straight trip to the Boys State High School basketball tournament. Kendall Gearing with the ball in the wing, throws up a 3-ball. It's going to be off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Stirrup of St. Cecilia. Stirrup now to Phil Hamburger. Dribbles with the ball here in backcourt. He's going to be fouled in a play by Logan Bruins. So it is now a 51-39 ball game with 29.4 seconds to play. And Hamburger will go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Boys State Tournament opens next Thursday down in Lincoln. Of course, the Hawks, the three-time defending state champions. Hamburger's free throw is up there. It is going to be good. Thanks to say, had to knock out the number one ranked and previously undefeated Central Catholic Crusaders in a sub-district championship ball game to get here. Thanks to say, is a team that lost the first couple of ball games of the season, got off to a rocky start, losing to Columbus Scotus and to Bishop Newman, but they have pulled their act together here, got some of their injured players back from the football season, and they will be a force coming up next week during the Boys State High School basketball tournament, as now Kevin Asher will clear the bench. Phil Hamburger to the free throw line here. It's 52-39. Centennial has not scored since the 6:53 mark of the fourth quarter. The Hawks have rattled off 13 straight points. Here comes the next free throw by Hamburger. It's in the air. That one is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Centennial. 25 seconds to play as they come back to their offensive zone. Dalton Dye has got the ball now to Logan Fonts, who's into the ball game. Now here's a pass that can be intercepted. Intercepted here by Caesar Tino. He's got the ball for St. Cecilia. Caesar gets it out now to Simon Ostrander, down to Hamburger as the Hawks are going to wrap up this one. 10 seconds to play. It's 52-39. Hamburger dribbling to the ball. We're down to 5 seconds to go. Hamburger is holding the ball out here in three-point territory. He hands it to the official, and time runs out. Hastings St. Cecilia scores the last 13 points of the basketball game here tonight, and Centennial goes without a field goal, goes without scoring a point for the final 6 minutes and 53 seconds of the basketball game, and Hastings St. Cecilia wins the C1 District 3 championship here tonight. The district championship as they knock off Centennial by the score of 52-39. We'll have more right after this.
If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings. At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Give Marty a call at 463-2111 or stop by his new office at 813 West 2nd in Hastings. Securities and services offered through Equal Trust Marketing Securities, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
The unbelievable Tractor Tire Sale is on now at CPI Mr. Tire. Co-op Pivot Tires are as low as $151 cash and carry for size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax Tractor Tire is low as $925 cash and carry for size 480 ADR 42. Other Tractor Tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself, CPI, CPI.
1230 KHAS.
So back at York High School, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it. The Hawks headed back to the Boys State High School basketball tournament. For the fifth year in a row, St. Cecilia holds Centennial scoreless for the final 6 minutes and 53 seconds of the basketball game. Goes on a 13-0 run after Centennial came back to tie the score at 39-39. And the Hawks go on to win tonight. Final score of 52-39 over Centennial. So the Blue Hawks will move on to the Boys State High School basketball tournament. The record will be 19 wins and 6 losses on the season. Centennial wraps up the year with a mark of 13 and 10. St. Cecilia getting 18 points here tonight from Zach Stirrup. He had 9 field goals. He was 0 of 1 from the free throw line, scored 10 points in the second half. Caesar Tino ends up with 15 points. Matt Kissinger had 8. Phil Hamburger had 6 points. Tim Skolk had 3. And Mike Cannon had 2. The Hawks hitting 3 out of 9 from the free throw line in the basketball game here tonight. The scoring for Centennial, they got 15 points from Aaron DeWard, 8 points from Kendall Geerin, 8 points for Keaton Kuchera, 6 points for John DeWard, and 2 from Clint Gruber. Centennial got to the free throw line only 4 times tonight. In fact, nothing until midway through the fourth period, as a Centennial ended up shooting 0 for 4 from the free throw line here tonight. St. Cecilia was 3 out of 9. So the Blue Hawks getting 18 points from Zach Stirrup, 15 points from Caesar Tino, and St. Cecilia able to shut down Centennial in the final 6 minutes and 53 seconds of the ball game, and they go on to post a win, a district championship here tonight for the Blue Hawks. Final score, St. Cecilia 52 and Centennial 39. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Pro-Team Design is gearing up for spring sports with great products from Mizuno, Wilson, Diamond, Tachikara, Russell, Majestic, and Richardson. So whether you play club volleyball, little league baseball, or run track, we have what you need for another successful season. Stop in today and see our new retail showroom full of gear to outfit you from head to toe. Don't forget, we do screen printing and embroidery too. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Give Marty a call at 463-2111 or stop by his new office at 813 West 2nd in Hastings. Securities and services offered through Equal Trust Marketing Securities, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Centennial, final score of 52-39. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Again, Zach Stirrup leading the way for the Blue Hawks tonight. He scores 18 points in the basketball game. He had 8 points in the first half, 10 more in the second half. Stirrup with 9 field goals in the ball game here tonight. Cesar Tino had 15 points in the ball game. He had 8 in the first half, 7 more in the second half. And then Matt Kissinger also coming up with a solid effort tonight. He had 8 points in the ball game, 6 in the first half of play. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia, a guy who got off to kind of a rough start here tonight, but he came back with a solid outing, Cesar Tino. Tino ends up with 15 points in the basketball game here tonight. He had 8 points in the first half, 7 more in the second half of play. He knocked down 2 3-pointers in the ball game and had 4 2-point field goals and was also 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Cesar Tino is going to be our player of the game tonight as Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off Centennial by the score of 52-39. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the Coach's Postgame Show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, nonstop sports action on 12 big screen TVs, personal table TVs, express lunches 7 days a week, nightly dinner and drink specials. Rivals is serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings, Saturday from 7 to 11 and Sundays 7 to noon. Rivals is a local sports bar with jerseys of hometown athletes on the wall of honor. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, next to Tractor Supply in Hastings, and now win big with Keto at Rivals Bar and Grill.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with a Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
And we're back at York High School as Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Centennial by the score of 52-39 before we get some pictures taken and the rest of the nets chopped down. We'll spend a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher and coach maybe a lot closer than a lot of people imagine here tonight, but this was a good basketball team we saw.
Yeah, it is. And you don't win 10 out of 11 down the stretch. You don't beat David City 17-16. You don't get to the district final unless you're playing well. And people don't understand that this late in the season, everything changes. Everybody's got a new life. Their coach does an excellent job of getting people the ball in situations. And I'm just really proud of our kids. The fact that, you know, you're tied 39-39 in a district final. And you just go, you know, and you pitch a shutout for the last 6:53. So, excellent job by our kids. And, you know, hats off to Centennial. They had an excellent season. I know it's disappointing, but Coach Fish just did a great job.
Coach, talk about the final 6:53. We talked about defense during the pregame show tonight. And in big games, when the game was on the line, your defense really brought you to the forefront.
Yeah, we forced them, you know, from getting anything inside. And they'd really hurt us throughout most of the ball game, kind of in the interior. Number 42 was a tough matchup for us, and we knew that going in. But we did a great job of taking away his touches late in the game and then making them shoot from the outside, probably about a foot and a half to 2 feet deeper than they were used to. And so I got to credit our kids to finding the shooters, late in the game. That number three, I think he had 4 or 5 3-pointers up to that point, and we just did a great job of limiting his touches.
Yeah, 5 3-pointers for Aaron DeWard in the ball game. Were you surprised that they were able to knock down the 3-point shot against your defense?
Yeah, and some of it was our lack of communication. I didn't think we did a very good job switching off of a staggered screen. And we talked about it. We talked to switch the last one. But, you know, you get into this situation, sometimes your kids didn't communicate as well as they should, or the kids just knocked down shots. I mean, I got to think it through three quarters just thinking, man, every bounce it seemed like, you know, the bounce of tip pass was going right to their hands. And sometimes that's the way athletics are. You didn't catch a break here or there along the way. And then I thought, you know, with about 6 minutes left, every break went our way. So that's, you know, a credit to our kids making things happen.
Cesar Tino kind of got off to a rough start here tonight with his shooting, but once he has found the range, he was pretty good, 15 points tonight.
Yeah, you didn't see any shake in him. He missed his first two shots. One was kind of missed badly. And for a sophomore, he's as tough a kid as we've got. He got really beat up in practice Saturday pretty bad. And he was pretty sore coming into Sunday's practice. And you notice he got knocked up the deck today. So he stepped right back up and knocked down the free throw, and he hit 3-pointers late in clutch time. So he's just a true basketball player, and he's got a great mind for the game.
Another monster night for Zach with 18 points in the ball game, had 8 in the first half and 10 more in the second.
Yeah, I thought he really did a good job early on of getting his touches deep. And then in the second and third quarters, he kind of got his touches, you know, away from the basket a little bit more. And that always concerns me because it's either maybe his fatigue or just what the other team's doing. And in the fourth quarter, we told him, move. We're going to run a couple sets to you. We're going to try to get you on cuts instead of just posting you up. And he did a good job of moving through the lane, getting his catches and scoring.
So now I guess the first part of the season is over, Coach. You go back to the state tournament for the fifth year in a row, and now the real season begins. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, oh, you real season. You guys are all incredible. But, yeah, you're right. You know, you play in three-game spurts now, and you got to do a great job getting prepared. We'll enjoy this for a day or so and then get our minds set on our next opponent. You know, qualifying for the state tournament is not very easy. I mean, we've just been blessed and very fortunate here to have a great run of kids, and they did not want to let anything down. You know, the torch to get to Lincoln is to get there, and then, you know, we've been just blessed to win 3 in a row. So I don't know. You know, the fact is our kids will prepare hard. You know, they want to defend the title, and, you know, it'll be a battle every time down there. It has been. Everything's different. Everything's a little bit, you know, blown up, but our kids have done a great job preparing the last couple of years, so I think that'll be the same.
No doubt your team will have the bullseye on now that they see St. Cecilia is qualified. The bullseye is going to be on the Hawks' back.
Yeah, you win 5 straight trips down there, you know, qualify 5 straight times. Everybody kind of gets to know you, and, you know, it's a deal where, you know, they'll be a target. It has been there for 3 straight years, maybe 4. You know, people want to see the team on top fail. So our kids will represent our school and our St. Cecilia very well. We'll let the chips fall where they may when we find out who our opponent is and then get to prepare.
Okay, congratulations on the win. We'll see you next week.
Mike, I just want to say thanks for all the coverage all year. You do a great job.
Hopefully we'll have three more games, huh?
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, see you next week. Kevin Asher, head man for HC St. Cecilia, as the Blue Hawks win tonight 52-39 over Centennial. We'll take our final timeout. We'll be back right after this.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
All right, some other scores, some other games going on. Adams Central has beaten Hastings High tonight in the B5 District Tournament in Grand Island. Final score of 39-27 in favor of the Patriots. So Adams Central plays for the district championship tomorrow night in Grand Island against either Grand Island Northwest or Holdridge. That ball game is going on now in GI, and we'll have the B5 District Championship ball game for you tomorrow night. You're on 1230 KHIS, 6:45 for the pregame show, 7 o'clock for the tip-off. We understand Ravenna has beaten West Holt tonight in their district championship, so the Ravenna Blue Jays headed back to the state tournament as Ravenna beat West Holt by a score of 74-40. Minden has also won tonight as the Whippets knock off Ainsworth in their district championship ball game by a score of 70-45. Again, HC St. Cecilia breaking away from a 39-39 fourth quarter tie with Centennial. They hold the Broncos scoreless for the final 6 minutes and 53 seconds of the basketball game here tonight, while outscoring Centennial 13-0. And St. Cecilia goes on to post a 52-39 win over the Centennial Broncos here tonight. So Centennial wraps up the season 13-10. Hastings St. Cecilia headed to the state tournament for the fifth year in a row, as the Blue Hawks will have a record of 19-6 this year as they enter the state tournament next week. So that'll wrap things up from York High School here tonight. Again, St. Cecilia winning by a score of 52-39. For my producer and engineer, John Deppin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from York.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.